Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 1st, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the express purpose of encouraging others and instructing in biblical truth. If you go to our site today, we have a picture of some friends we met in the last 6 months, Jesse and Wilma Doherty. Today's message is devoted to them and titled, Given a Trust, Proven Faithful, with the scripture text being 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2.
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
In the last 6 months, we've developed a warm friendship with an older couple, Jesse and Wilma Doherty. They are presently retired from the pastoral ministry, but in their pre-retirement, they served churches for many years in our region of Pennsylvania and in the Midwest, central Kansas. Jesse and Wilma met in a Christian college, raised 6 children, and will soon celebrate their 63rd wedding anniversary. We had them over for dinner Friday night and enjoyed hearing their mature perspective on life in general and serving the church in particular.
One thing that really stands out about this godly couple is their continued burden for lost souls and their personal interest in others. Jesse was raised in a God-fearing home and became a Christian as a little boy. After marrying, he and his wife were full-time farmers, and much of that time he also served as pastor in a bivocational role. Wilma shared how difficult it was to milk the cows and get the farm chores done before going to church each Sunday. In fact, she stated that they couldn't have done it without the help of their children. With a grateful smile, she offered, "Our children never really complain. They just knew what had to be done, and they did it."
Wilma endures a hearing impediment, but with the assistance of a hearing aid, she seeks to overcome. Well, we've known people who completely withdraw from others after their hearing is impaired due to their inability to hear well, which greatly affects their communication skills. Yet Wilma joyfully interacts with people, realizing that in those instances where she might not fully hear or understand clearly, that the awkward moments will pass. Her genuine love and interest in the person speaks even louder than words can convey. Both Jesse and Wilma demonstrate the sweet grace of faithfulness and regularly dispense godly wisdom and understanding that Solomon often wrote about.
A church sign posted this thought-provoking statement, "Better to be faithful than famous." Let me say that again, "Better to be faithful than famous." Well, although there are famous people who are also faithful, it occurred to us how often those whom so many recognize as famous are certainly not faithful. Merely consider famous names in sports, entertainment, and politics. And sadly, this is also true for some in ministry for Christ. That's why we are especially blessed by long-standing faithfulness of believers like Jesse and Wilma Doherty. And of course, you can fill in the blank for those people who would represent such people as Jesse and Wilma in your own life. Our children, young people, young adults, really all ages need to be regularly impacted by people like this. And that's why we strongly believe in the intergenerational church.
Well, it's not uncommon now for many churches to essentially segregate their congregation by age groups. And when doing so, there can be an important spiritual dynamic missing. The blending of generations brings about a needed balance in our worship services and a mutual respect for each generation. Older believers are strengthened and encouraged as they visibly see how God is calling and shaping a young life committed to Christ. And the young ones can visibly witness how God beautifully refines those who, though thoroughly tested through the years by the enemy's arson, remain faithful and victorious in their spiritual journey.
As followers of Christ, we've all been given a trust. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." And we are stewards of God's truth, and it is required that we be faithful. This is fundamentally expressed spiritually, but in reality, spiritual faithfulness is expressed in practical ways as well. So let us ask ourselves these questions. Are we faithful to our spouse, to our family? Are we faithful to our church and our ministry responsibilities? Are we faithful to our work-related duties and our financial commitments?
May the Lord help us all to keep the commitments to faithfulness we make. In fact, the greatest approbation we will ever receive is when we hear these words from our Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. Indeed, it's far more desirable to be faithful than to be famous. Let us determine that we who have been given a trust will be proved faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, you've given us so many venues in which we have opportunity to prove ourselves faithful in our relationships, our work, our ministries, and the marketplace. We want to be faithful in the responsibilities entrusted to us. When tempted to compromise due to seemingly insurmountable pressures, help us to remember that faithfulness to you is the greatest reward. To hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," are the most joyous words of affirmation we will ever receive. Keep us faithful, Lord Jesus, for it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have several photos up of the Doherty family. One of them we took Friday night as we visited. Another, I would guess some 50 years ago, of them with their young children, and then one taken recently with their children. And by the way, they have, and I don't recall how many, but a bunch of grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well. We suggest one song today, a song that we've periodically suggested, and in fact did so last week. Just fits so well again today, called Find Us Faithful. It's available as a video, and a link to a YouTube video. You click on it. We suggested this song, as we said last week, but it so goes so well with today's message. Pastor and Wilma have lined the way for many. I encourage you to prayerfully listen to this song as a reminder of those who have gone before us faithfully serving Christ, and as a song of personal aspiration that those behind us might indeed find us faithful. These materials are available, by the way, on our website, or any of you receive this through email, you can get it there as well, but our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for February 1st, 2010. If you go to the website today or through early tomorrow morning, at least in this part of the world, you can get it directly. Otherwise, just use the previous message button to go back to the message for Monday, February 1st, and you'll find these photos and this link to a video as well as a book. I have to say I've not read the book, but it sure sounds like a good one. It's called Find Us Faithful, Leadership That Leaves a Legacy. Have a blessed day today. And again, the great challenge is we have been given a trust. Let us prove faithful.